Yeah, I just think in general they were too comfortable. We didn't extend enough. We didn't pressure enough. We didn't protect the rim enough. Just our disposition wasn't good enough in general. Yeah, most of the penetration, pick and pop game, inside out game, transition. He got him a lot of different ways, and he let a team get comfortable early in the game. You know, sometimes you can get a hold of it, like we did in New York, and sometimes the team just starts feeling good, and then they're hitting even tough shots.
How much were they making a concerted effort to run Serge off the 3-point line? It seemed like they were determined not to let him get going out there.
Yeah, we didn't set him up well, offensively. We didn't have a good offensive rhythm tonight. I think Serge would have knocked down shots if he got cleaner looks, but they're a great defensive team. They got into us more than we got into them. And as a result, they got cleaner looks.
Were you frustrated with the way some of the whistles were going? It seemed like Serge kind of lost his cool there at the end.
Yeah, well, I can't say how I feel about the officials. They fine you for that. But I'll be on the phone with the league office maybe as soon as we leave this room.
Consistency has obviously been an issue with the defense. You've talked about having the pure spirit and the effort and the energy. How do you go about trying to make sure that effort is consistent? Or was tonight an issue of just execution, or was it an issue of playing with the energy that you need?
I think we tried hard. We just didn't have a good rhythm, they're a pressure defensive team, and they got into us more, and we didn't respond well enough.
Coach, in monitoring and managing Aaron Gordon's minutes tonight, what was your mindset? And there were moments where he got really hot, and then we saw him come to the bench. Was that?
Yeah, he played the first, 9 or 10 minutes of the quarter, which is a long rotation. And, we usually get him in, middle of the fourth. We were down, so I played a lineup with Jody Meeks and Evan Fournier, a lineup that absolutely torched Atlanta last time we played these guys. We scored 131 points, largely because of that rotation, that lineup. So I gave them a couple extra minutes before I came back to Aaron. No. He wasn't like scorching red hot. He was 6 for 11. He was minus 11 for the game. He had a good stretch, but it wasn't anything Aaron did negatively. But you go use your bench, you use your rotation. You can't play a guy 48 minutes most times.
Frank, what was your thought process on the starting lineup, and particularly as it regards to Alfred, and then bringing Evan off the bench?
Well, Evan hadn't played or practiced in 12 days, so I wanted to bring him off the bench and let him see the game a little bit before he got in there. And in terms of Alfred, I've been challenging to, to raise his game, to get himself back in the starting lineup. And I thought in the New York game, he had one of his best games of the year, both defensively, which is where we need him the most. Our biggest priority is defensive improvement and, bringing more length and athleticism to that position. Hopefully we'll pay dividends on the defensive end. It didn't necessarily tonight. But he had 14 assists, 0 turnovers. Okay, and last time we played these guys, he had 26 points and 14 assists. So, he's done enough to earn it and, earn another shot in the starting lineup. And, he'll be our starting point guard, until I say otherwise.